This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Shitejanan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Shitejan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, the Indian markets have consolidated today, both the Sensex and the Nifty moving in a narrow range. So what were the factors behind the weak sentiment today or the consolidation sentiment? Was it the weak macro cues?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. In fact, Indian market consolidated in a narrow range on Thursday, weighed down by weak macro cues on the domestic front, as well as escalating fears with respect to coronavirus, which capped the upside for the Indian markets. Now, on the global front, a sharp rise in number of coronavirus deaths and infections unnerved world markets. On the domestic front, CPI inflation hitting 68-month high, or you could say a near six-year high, and contraction in December industrial output will put rate cuts by the Reserve Bank of India on hold, at least for some time now. Now, if we look at the market activity, then Sensex dropped over 100 points, while the Nifty 50 slipped below its crucial support placed at 12,200 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex was down 106 points to close at 41,459, while the Nifty 50 fell 26 points to close at 12,174. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare, consumer durable, IT, and FMCG indices, while profit booking was seen in banks, oil and gas, metal, and realty indices. Now, Nifty Bank, in fact, closed 262 points lower, or 0.8%, to close at 31,230. Now, broader markets did outperform as the mid-cap index closed flat, while the S&P BSE Small Cap Index was up 0.07%. Now, Nifty gainers include names like SBI, Titan Company, Dr. Reddy's, and Yes Bank. While in terms of losers, Kotak Bank, Tata Steel, ICICI Bank, and IndusInd Bank were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Shitej, could you help us understand the sectoral performers of the day? And also in terms of stocks, where was the maximum volume action seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, healthcare index was up 1.06%, followed by the consumer durable that was up 0.95%. And the IT index also gained around about 0.8%, while profit taking was seen in banks, which fell 0.94%, followed by the oil and gas, which was down 0.64%, and the metal index fell 0.62%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 900% was seen in stocks like Ashok Leyland, NMDC, Titan Company, Dr. Reddy's, GMR Infra, Torrent Pharma, as well as Torrent Power. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like Torrent Power, Torrent Pharma, Dr. Reddy's, as well as Shriram Transport, while short buildup was seen in stocks like IGL, IndusInd Bank, NMDC, as well as Ashok Leyland. Now, on a day when Sensex fell more than 100 points, Nifty 50 slipped below its crucial support at 12,200, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high, which include names like GSK Consumer, Sanofi India, Hawkins Cooker, Bajaj Finance, Pfizer, Dr. Reddy Laboratories, Avenue Supermarts, HUL, as well as Torrent Pharma.
Right. Now, apart from this also, Shitej, there were a whole host of stocks that were in action on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Yes Bank first, which surged 6% in trade today, a day after the company said it had received a non-binding expression of interest from several prominent investors. Now, shares of DMart operator Avenue Supermarts also gained 2% and also hit their fresh 52-week high after a media report indicated that the offer for sale issue is likely to open later this week. Now, RSWM share prices were locked in at 20% upper circuit after the company turned profitable in the quarter ended December 2019. Now, IRCTC share prices also rose more than 11% to touch a fresh 52-week high of 1609 as the company registered a healthy 179-180% or a 2.8-fold year-on-year growth in the Q3 profit at about 205 crore rupees. So now, Vakrangi share prices also rose about 4% after the company's consolidated Q3 FY20 net profit jumped about 500% at 21 crores, including the one-time gain of 2.9 crore rupees. Now, apart from this, Shitej, could you also help us understand what are the technical patterns and charts suggesting and what will be the crucial levels to watch out for?
Right. Well, in terms of technicals, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts, which resembles a hanging man kind of a pattern. In fact, it closed above its 50 days moving average placed at 12,126. So that's a positive sign. But a close below 50 DMA could actually take the Nifty towards 11,990 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. But contrary to this, a strong close above 12,231 levels shall initially take the indices towards 12,266 and thereafter a slightly bigger target towards the zone of 12,350 to 12,400 levels can be ruled out. Now, what experts suggest is that intraday traders can consider long positions if Nifty sustains above 12,232 levels for more than 30 minutes of trade on Friday, that look for a target of 12,290. Now, India VIX fell down by 1.84% at 13.37 levels. The volatility is actually cooling off from the last 2 weeks, which is supporting bulls and buy on decline strategy in the market. Now, three levels to watch out on Friday would be 12,139 on the downside, while 12,226 on the upside, and 12,350. If you look at the options data, the maximum call open interest is placed at 1,500, followed by 12,400, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,800.
All right. Thanks a lot then, Kshitij, for sharing these important data points with us. And with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.